Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli Daf Pei Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tef from the base, and it's right in the middle of the page. It's 20 lines up from the foot of the page. La'acha Misasei. La'acha Misasei Shev Belezer, Nichasu Arboz Kenim Lashir on the Lorov, Shev Eliezer, Evlozer Ben Nazaria, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Akiva. After Belezer died, four Chachamim entered to challenge Belezer's words, and they were Belozer ben Azariah, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Akiva. Amalehen of Yeshua, Einatem Meshivim Efari El Achamisa. Yeshua said, you cannot refute the lion, means Rabbi Leza, after his death. Ishi Rabbi Tarfon, Harisha Amalah, Hariat Matesachal Adam, puts me plainly, Vaholcha Benisus Laachiv, Meis Beloibonim, Heich Zu Mithyavemis, Lenimsa, Masna Alakosa Bateira, Vahal Masna Amashikosa Bateira, Tanai Bottle. Rabbi Tarfon asked the question, if he said to her, you are permitted to every man except for Pliny, and you married Pliny's brother, and he died without children, how can Pliny do Yibam? Regarding him, she was never divorced. And it turns out that he stipulated against something written in the Torah, and therefore his stipulation is batel. Yata la yisa es bas achiv, la yisna alakos batayra. The Gemara says, well, if so, one should not be able to marry his brother's daughter, lest he die without children, and Yibam is uprooted because the Yivama is Yavam's daughter, and he stipulates against something written in the Torah. Amav Yosi Be'rabun, Svara, Taima, Tamon, HaTorah, Asa Salav, Bamhacha, Hu Asa Salav. Amav Yosi Be'rabun answered there, the Torah forbade the Yavama to do to the Yavam, but here, he forbade her to him through his stipulation in the get. Yosi Rabbi Chananya, B'Shem Rabbi Pinchas, Nisni, Sheshasei, Noshim, Kreb Lezer. Hananya, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, asked that we should teach that there should be 16 women who are allowed to exempt their co-wives from Chalitz or Yibam in the first Mishnah in Yavamas, because according to Rabbi Lezer, there's an extra case of an Eshev Ish who such a get. Amar Rabbi Manai, Kfar Idma, Taima, Tamana, Tera, Asalav, Bamhacha, Hu Asalav. Rabbi Manai answered that the answer was already said. There, the 15 arayas, the Torah forbade and exempted the co-wife to the Yavam. Here he forbade her to him through a stipulation. And it should now say, Moide Rabbi Eliezer, with Nifas la'achav nis'amr on nis'gausha, shemuteres lezer, shenesa alav. The great Gersa Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if he said, you're permitted to every man except for Pliny, and she married someone else and was widowed or divorced, she is permitted to the one, to Pliny, to whom she had been forbidden. Nusse amma shemisasai should say, gershav matirin, bazer masha'asa harishin. This shows that her new husband's death or divorce permits what the first forbade. Amr Yirmiyah le'amma ela shemi sasai, gershav should say ha nesuin lai. Yirmiyah said that he said only that his death or divorce permits, but not his nesuin. Rabbi Tarfon said that if he died without children, Yibam is uprooted. If now she's permitted to Pliny, what's the reason? Yirmiyah holds that nesuin causes the fall to Yibam, and at the time of nesuin, she was forbidden to Pliny due to her first husband. Amr Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Matzina Batera, Ha'asr, Lazer, Mutal Lazer, Mutal Lazer, Asr Lazer, Asr Le'echad, Asr Le'chol Adam, Mutal Le'echad, Mutal Le'chol Adam. And there's a second question against the letter that came from Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He said, do we find in the Torah that what's forbidden to this person is permitted to that one, and what's permitted to this one is forbidden to that one? Or what's forbidden to one is forbidden to everyone, and what's permitted to one is permitted to everyone? Ishiv Rabbi Kiva, Harisha Hayazet, Shenefer Alav, Koyen, Umeis, Amagarish, Le'nimsus, Amana loy ugushi lechol echav ha'kayhamim. Rabbi Kiva had a third question. If the one to whom she was forbidden, meaning she was divorced to everyone except for Pliny, and if that Pliny was a kohen, and then Reuven, the original husband, died, she's a widow to Pliny regarding him, she was not divorced, and a divorcee to all his kayhanim brethren. What was the term more stringent about a divorcee or a widow? It's more stringent about a divorcee because she's forbidden to all kohanim. A widow is forbidden only to kohen gadol. Uma im grusha chamur lakol leinefa mimashahut shehutaba misad gerishin sheba amana kala eino din sheteasa mimashahutala misad eshes ish sheba. The issue of a divorce is stringent. It applies to all other kohanim. Yet she's not forbidden from what she was permitted to Pliny. She is a widow due to the side of her that is divorced. The status of a widow to Pliny overrides it, even though this is a leniency. Or the more so, on the side of stringency, we should say that before Reuven died, she's forbidden to what she was permitted, means all other men, due to the side of her doesn't age a fish regarding Pliny. Afilu et sloi naga by Gershon. And the Gemara answers that the question assumed that after Reuven died, she submitted to Pliny like a widow. But that's wrong. The divorce affected even him. Uma, and I should say, Grusha shehi kala ne'esa misad Gershon sheba eshev ish hechamur lekol sheken b'tei asa misad eshev ish sheba. If the Gemara can ask, if so, we can ask the other way around. A divorcee is a lighter issa, yet after Reuven died, she's forbidden to Pliny, since she's a widow, due to the side of her that's divorced. An eshev ish, a married lady, which is severe, all the more so, she should be forbidden to all men in Reuven's lifetime due to the side of eshev ish in her regarding Pliny. Acha harisha amala hariat mutes v'chol adam, she say, amanash leitinasi to Pliny, v'holcha v'nisis la'acha v'yoldim amenu, bonim umis, v'holcha v'nisis la'isai lo'nimsu bonea, min, should say, ha'ache mamzirim. Rekiva asked another question. If he said to her, you are permitted to every man on condition that you will not marry Pliny, and she married someone else and had children from him, and he died, and then she married Pliny, is it not found that she was never divorced, and her children from that second marriage are mamzirim? Nufay amma she'ein, say, misa materes masha'asa rishon. We can infer that death of the middle husband does not permit what the first husband forbade. Amar Rabbi Shammai, Malsinu Isha B'Tchila in Chayv Mala Mishum Erva or B'Soif Chayv Mala Mishum Erva. Rabbi Shammai asked that, do we find that a woman initially, one means the middle husband is not liable for her for Erva, and at the end, after she married Pliny, he's liable for her for Erva? Amalei Rabbi Mana, Lamad Adoyme Le'echad Sha'amal Eishtoi Hari Ze Giteich Amanas Shetibali Le'ish Pliny B'Tchila Hu Osa Libel Ova Obal Huta Haget Le'afeya. Mana answered that, what is this like? It's like one who told his wife, this is your get on condition that you have relations with Pliny. Initially, he's forbidden to have relations with her. And even though retroactively it's a get, initially his relations was with an Eishes Ish. If he transgressed in that relations, the get permitted her retroactively. And likewise here, Heta can revert to Issa.